You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big stories around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, Rialto, the troubled water district that we've talked about before, has settled with its controversial general manager, paying him $450,000 to step down, right?
Right. This is the West Valley Water District that we've talked about so many times over the last couple of years. Clarence Mansell Jr. had only been with the district since December of 2018, so just over 2 years. But, you know, very soon after he was hired, he was accused of cronyism and improper hiring practices and questionable contract awards. He had been on paid leave since October and had offered to resign in exchange for a severance, and this is roughly equal to 2 years of his salary. A former general manager called the severance package big and amazing, but a board member said it was worth it because it was less costly than litigation. Mansell had filed a complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and although the specifics of the complaint were never made public, the acting general manager said the settlement resolves all disputes between the parties, meaning Mansell has agreed not to sue. So district employees and managers had complained for months that Mansell hired friends and former colleagues that he'd worked with at other agencies. And in December 2019, we talked about this, 16 managers signed a letter calling for his firing, asking the board to fire him. So the board had been split between Mansell supporters and detractors until an outside audit last summer, we also talked about this, slammed the district for millions of dollars in no-bid contracts and improper hiring and excessive spending on travel, meals, and lodging for board members. So a number of reforms and new policies were put into effect before this separation agreement was announced, but now perhaps the district has a clean slate and can move forward.
Okay, well, we followed this for a while and we'll continue to follow it. Next, San Bernardino County's COVID-19 rates looked pretty good, but it turns out that wasn't the case, right?
Right. So if you had been wondering why San Bernardino County's COVID numbers seemed so low in comparison to other Southern California counties, it was because of a tremendous lag time in reporting the numbers. San Bernardino County officials acknowledged this week that it may not have an accurate picture of how many people died of COVID-19 during this November-December surge until well into March. The county has been catching up just this past week. It recorded a record number of deaths for a 7-day period, but that was after reporting none for 6 days, ending January 21st. And so suddenly it had a flood of processing these cases, really not so many more deaths in that period, but just simply that the county was catching up on counting them.
So what's the problem then with not getting an accurate enough picture?
Well, health officials are afraid people may be getting a false sense of how deadly the disease is. The national death rate from COVID averages 1.5% per the number of people who are diagnosed as positive with the virus. But San Bernardino County, at that rate, could expect between 825 and 1,650 cases so far in January. And instead, the county had been reporting only 159. So people may have thought, well, this disease isn't so bad. But really, it's that lag time that was at fault. The county blamed it on overwhelmed healthcare providers and overworked public health officials. But other Southern California counties also were backlogged, but nothing like on the level that San Bernardino County was. By the way, Ben, the county says that if someone had COVID but died of another medical problem, it is not counted as a COVID death, as some people have been alleging.
Okay, I see. Okay, next to Riverside, where the city council there sealed the deal to get the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture with $1 million financial commitment.
Yeah, the county finally gave the green light for the city's central library on Michigan Avenue to be renovated to display the artwork that has been collected by Cheech Marin, one half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong. There had been some dissent on the council. Some people had been concerned about the cost to the city and the return on investment. They're wondering whether the Cheech will really as everyone is calling it, will really attract that many people. But everybody agrees that this is going to be a feather in the cap for Riverside and really put it on the cultural map nationally and internationally. Cheech Marin is among the top 200 art collectors in the world, according to the director of the Riverside Art Museum, which is going to manage the Cheech.
So how much money is Riverside going to pay?
Well, the city is not paying to renovate the library. That's going to be covered by a state grant and some private fundraising. But the city is going to chip in between $800,000 and $1 million a year for the next 10 years toward the operating costs, which are going to be a little bit over $1 million a year.
And when does it open?
Well, that's kind of the exciting part. It's going to be opening late this year, according to the city, and it's projected to attract about 100,000 visitors a year. It's already getting a lot of buzz in the art world.
Okay, and lastly, we remember Moreno Valley Councilwoman Carla Thornton, who passed away recently at age 42.
Yeah, she was only 42 years old when she died of an unspecified illness on January 21st. She was the first African-American woman elected to the Moreno Valley City Council. She was elected in 2018, so she hadn't been on the council that long. But she was described by fellow council members as really kind of a roll-up-your-sleeves, get-to-work kind of person, pro-growth, pro-progress, a person who truly cared about the community, and her death came as a shock.
So what about her seat on the council?
Well, as of last week, the city council had not made a decision about how to proceed and fill the vacancy, but their choices are either they can appoint someone to fill out the remainder of her term through next year or hold a special election this fall.
Okay, well, she will be remembered, I'm sure. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. This report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.